Well, welcome to the Call to Worship. Phil and Betty are going to be gone for 3 weeks, and of course my last Sunday here will be the 28th, so hope and pray that everybody will be back for that. But I said all that to say this, Judy also had hurt her leg, and she's not able to come out here where my office is in the back of the property. So I'm going to do the call to worship by myself. And the reason that we tried to get other people to help with the online service for the call to worship, to make the online service more like you were coming to church in person. So with all that said, here is the call to worship. Come, all who are weary and worn and in need of the mercy of God. Yet Christ came to redeem the lost, to bring forgiveness for sin. Lift your hearts together in faith, and in Christ we are forgiven. And our prayer of confession. Lord, so many times we have either blindly followed the ways of the world, or we have chosen to listen to the voices of darkness that would tell us we're sinners, so lost, you could not redeem us. Forgive us, Lord, and help us to keep our focus on your promise that you came not for the righteous, but for sinners like us. Use our lives, Lord, and in Christ we pray. Amen.
And the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. And we sing glory to the Father.